over the weekend over the skies over B&A.
Pilots on two Southwest planes were forced to take evasive action after an air traffic controller positioned the planes on a direct collision course.
So they listed this one in the Tennessean as officially a near miss.
Yeah.
Why do they call it a near miss? Because they actually did miss.
They did miss.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It was a near hit.
Yeah, a lucky miss.
Right. This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking. Right. Okay. Or a VRBO, you know, where people are just renting stuff and these places you're just walking in and just checking in and you're like, wow, the people before us, they left a lot of stuff in the freezer.
Yeah. Okay. Is it okay for me to eat it?
What kind? What are we talking about? Like leftovers or like a frozen pizza? Like, I have questions.
Well, let's...
how is it sealed?
Let's go through the array of things that could be in there.
Right.
So, okay. Frozen pizza.
Yeah, if it's still in the box and wrapped up, I would say, okay, that's fair game.
Yeah.
I would say that's
if it's
probably
got the
good.
Seal,
yeah, if it's sealed up, I would say it should be tamper-free.
What if it's a frozen... What if it's leftover frozen pizza? Like, what if it's like you cooked it, you ate it some? Because, I mean, typically you don't, you know... Wrap that up.
What if it was 420? I'm probably all over it.
Yeah. And once again, any pizza is a personal pizza if you believe in yourself. But yeah, half a pizza? No, I would not eat that. I think, you know, I don't know where that's been. I don't know that somebody's mouth has been on it. I don't want to eat
same.
What about a full pitcher of frozen margaritas?
See, I have a problem with that too.
What you wouldn't like say you're there for a party week. You're not gonna go like into the pre-made frozen margaritas that are just waiting for you,
right?
There?
Or just in a frozen bucket saying "drink me."
Okay, is the cap sealed? Like,
no, it's a pitcher.
It's a pitcher.
They made it themselves.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's in it.
And it's in the freezer.
Yeah,
you're assuming tequila, but it could be something terrible.
Like you're basically setting yourself up to roofie yourself.
Who would like a roofarita? Anybody?
Well, if you're by yourself, are you saying you couldn't resist yourself if you had had the margarita?
I'm self-partnered.
Yes. Self-partnered?
Yes. Yeah.
That means, oh my God,
I can't believe
I slipped something into my drink again.
I'm so bad.
Would you drink the margaritas?
I might.
Woody?
No.
All right. What if you're the...
If it was open, you know, like a pitcher, no.
What if you're the owner of the place, and so you know it hasn't been there for 2 weeks because you just cleaned it out the weekend before, and you know the people that came through, and they seem pretty decent.
Yeah.
They seem like nice people who would leave frozen margaritas for us.
A lot of people seem decent through the app.
That's right.
You don't know what happens.
But you don't know the seamy underbelly of what they're doing in that place when the doors are closed and locked.
This is like a litmus test of do you trust strangers and people in general?
No. The answer is no.
That has become very clear.
That is a theory and a credo that will keep you safe.
Yeah. I'm somewhat trusting. I'm thinking like either they look like a good party group that would not put fentanyl in their own margaritas. And heck,
yeah,
it's ready to go.
They could be safe. And if you're there with multiple people, have somebody else try it first.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Is the pitcher full or is it like half empty?
Oh, it's full.
Okay, it's full.
It's full.
Okay.
It's ready to go. And like, don't underestimate my wanting of convenience. And how cheap I am. I don't have to go buy booze this week.
That's right.
We got frozen margaritas.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Heads 93.3.
A Nashville entrepreneur, obviously, was arrested for stealing 141 water meter covers to turn them in for scrap metal.
Oh, wow.
That must have been pretty, you know, obvious.
Right?
Where'd you get all those? Shut up.
They were spares.
Yeah.
Extras.
Extras.
Just happened to have.
Just extras.
Thousand of them. So, building the new stadium for the Tennessee Titans and other events was hoped that it would bring a Super Bowl. And now we're hearing this.
The 2030 Super Bowl, I was informed by a source on Saturday, that it is signed and ready to go, in his opinion, that Nashville is getting the 2030 Super Bowl.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we hoped would happen.
Yeah, if it happens, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so that's 4 years away.
Yeah, it's Dan Patrick. He seems to kind of know what he's talking about. He's
got his finger on the pulse of things, yeah.
There is a company that has started a process where for $1.99 per minute, you can talk to AI-powered Jesus.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, God.
He actually looks a little bit more like Kenny Loggins.
But I'm looking at your screen now, and you're like, oh, my God. This is so creepy on 1,000 levels.
It is. It is.
Give your money away and your soul.
Yeah, no kidding. Just tuning in, we had a little conversation about food left behind in the refrigerator at an Airbnb. Is it okay to eat it?
There's kind of a discussion going around because somebody who runs an Airbnb or whatever, as you know, said that they find food that's been sitting there, and when they're cleaning the place out, and they say, okay, well, you know, is it okay to eat the food that I find in the freezer?
Right.
That the guests left there.
Right. Or if you're the next guest, would you eat something that was left behind in the freezer?
So we've had some people text in. We've had some comments from Facebook. Dean says, could have been sat out on the counter in the heat for 8 hours before being refrozen again. Why are you eating that?
We had a text from Derek saying, I love it when people leave drinks, food, pizza. If somebody leaves a half-eaten pizza or some Chinese food, I will 100% eat it, not complain. Oh, Derek. A little too trusting. Oh, look, somebody left some gum on the ground on Broadway. Let me eat it.
Is this like a privilege? Like, okay, you know, I think people that come from like an area of life where they haven't had it really good and easy and everything, like, I'm not touching anything that hasn't been, like, you know, sealed at the factory.
Right, right.
Whereas somebody else is like, you know, maybe had a life where, like, if there's food, I'm going to take it when I can get it. I think that's kind of maybe where people land on this thing.
Yeah, the donut wasn't all the way in the trash. It was kind of laying on top. So I think it's okay.
Isabel says, LOL, this is so funny. This is what Airbnb is or was about, sharing a space. Would you, okay, this is seems contradictory. Would you wear the shoes or T-shirt you found in the closet?
Well, you might probably try them on.
Depends on how nice they are.
Yeah, are they nice?
Right?
Let's see. What's it? Samantha says, I will only drink beer if it's left behind. Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay.
It's
I imagine they're not opened.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go. Free game.
Adrian says, they ran into this in Gatlinburg. Last summer, I found some frozen meat in the freezer and some pasta, canned vegetables, and more. We used it all. If the host doesn't say don't touch it, I will use it.
Something scary that happened over the weekend over the skies over B&A.
Pilots on two Southwest planes were forced to take evasive action after an air traffic controller positioned the planes on a direct collision course.
So one plane was taking off, one was landing. Would have been no problem if that's exactly how it went.
But
the plane that was landing, there were high winds, so they said, go around, make another pass. So it was not landing and was continuing to go up into the air. And they said, turn right, that's where the other plane was taking off.
Oh, wow.
They were within 500 feet of each other. I guess the warnings went off in both cockpits. Both planes were full of passengers.
That could have ended so badly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that they're saying, you know, this is because an air traffic controller sent them in the wrong direction. A friend of mine that's a retired air traffic controller here at B&A.
Right.
They don't have enough people. Like, they are so overworked.
Yeah.
Like, he retired a few years ago, but he said the people that are there, they're not even close to fully staffed.
Yeah.
And they didn't have, like, even when things were better, they didn't have enough people.
Yeah.
It's going to take a few years, they say, for people to get
to get the training enough to do it. Yeah. Because so many people have left. You know, once when people were doing the call-in sick thing and then just quitting altogether.
One of the shutdowns, they didn't get paid.
Yeah.
So they listed this one in the Tennessean as officially a near miss.
Yeah.
Why do they call it a near miss? Because they actually did miss.
They did miss.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It was a near hit.
Yeah, a lucky miss.
Right.
Tomorrow at this time, a little programming note, it'll be Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association bringing us a little puppy that's looking for a forever home. There was big doings at the Humane Association yesterday. I guess 200 dogs were saved from a puppy mill.
Did you say 200?
200. And I guess a couple of dozen went to the Nashville Humane Association, dispersed in some of the other, you know, right, dog shelters.
All over.
But they rescued 200 dogs.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. It's like, and what goes through somebody's mind who does that, you know?
Was it a breeder or a hoarder?
Say it a puppy mill.
Okay, so it's a breeder.
Yeah.
We got to stop buying puppies.
I know.
Like designer dogs.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is why these things exist.
Yeah.
Because we're paying.
Yeah, we, years ago, we bought a Maltese, we named Snowy, mm-hmm, from a pet store, and it had come from a puppy mill and got really super sick.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't long before, you know, it had to have extensive treatment. You know, luckily she pulled through, but, you know, it was one of those things where the puppy mills, they don't care about the dogs, you know.
Yeah. Just,
you know. Yeah.
We had my first dog, which I got after, like, I got married and stuff. I never had a dog growing up. Finally got a dog. And, yeah, that Dalmatian, we've come to find out, had a serious health problem. She had her whole life.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as we brought it to the attention of, like, a vet, like, hey, this is a problem. They're like, oh, yeah, that breeder, all their dogs have this problem.
Right.
Like, they know about it and they continue to create dogs with health problems that, you know, obviously it's like, okay, I got ripped off because I paid $500 for my dog. But more importantly, that dog has got to suffer, or somebody's going to put that dog down.
I guess there was a, you know, the Humane Association's got some dogs that you know, some mom puppies that are you know, mamas that are about to have their puppies.
And
some of the dogs were, you know, just a couple of days old, so, you know, hopefully they'll be healthy and they'll be up for adoption very soon. But
they are in the best place possible.
Yeah,
Nashville Humane.
They're
phenomenal.
They're like the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital of dogs.
Exactly.
They really are.
They do is amazing. When those dogs are ready and healthy, you know, ready for a home, they'll have them out, and we'll let you know.
Totally Hits 92.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for being with us. Old School Jackson 5, because, Jim, you got to see a preview of the Michael movie.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson biopic that's coming out in a couple of days. And you know me, Woody, like, I appreciate Michael Jackson's music. Yeah. I also have, like, mixed feelings about him, like, personally, what he's done in his life.
Yeah, alleged things.
Yeah. And, you know, I went in kind of neutral, so I wasn't going in as a fanboy or a hater.
Right.
And I was super entertained.
Really cool.
Yeah. If, like, you are even slightly a fan, you'll be very entertained. It's the story of his life from when he's about 6 years old.
Right.
Maybe eight.
Growing up in, like, what, Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. Yeah. Where his father's just, like, beating a performance out of him and his brothers.
Yeah. And the guy who plays his father looks very much like Joe Jackson.
Coleman Domingo.
Yeah.
Phenomenal
yeah.
performance. Oh my God. So intimidating. The kid, though, I can't believe this kid is named Giuliano Valdi.
Yeah.
And so he's this little kid. And what he pulls out, I mean, like, Michael Jackson was a unique talent, a singular talent, unlike anybody else.
Right.
And this kid, as a child, is blows your doors off.
Very cool.
And you're like, oh, okay, well, this makes me appreciate. I wasn't alive, really, like, aware of anything when the Jackson 5 were out.
Yeah, yeah.
And it shows you, like, oh, wow, this is why he blew the doors off of everybody. And but then Jafar Jackson, who is Michael Jackson's nephew.
Okay.
Okay, Jermaine Jackson's son.
He plays, like, the later Michael Jackson.
He plays adult Michael Jackson.
Okay, all right. And that looks amazing.
Really good.
Yeah.
Because think how badly. Have you seen Michael Jackson impersonators? Like, have you seen, like, shows in Vegas or wherever? And it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It can go so badly.
Yes.
And, man, you buy it.
Yeah.
Like, and it is musically really good. It's like going to a concert.
Right. Now, the movie goes up to the point where he kind of leaves the Jackson 5 to go out on his own.
Right.
Okay.
The movie ends at the beginning of the Bad Tour, which was the album right after Thriller.
Right, right.
And so we don't know when, but in the next few years is the next part of the story,
which is supposed to go through the scandals and the Neverland
Ranch
and
really
all the other
really
stuff.
Weird.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, you see why Michael Jackson got super weird.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to turn into the worst of the weird in the second movie.
That'll be interesting.
That'll be in a few years. But
it opens up this week.
Yeah, it opens up this week. And even if you're just a mild Michael Jackson fan, you will come away going, wow. What an appreciation of what he was.
Yeah, really looking forward to seeing that. It's very cool.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Let's add another 2,000 cars to Nashville traffic.
Yay.
Starbucks has announced and is going to be making, I guess, some actual official announcements today that they are going to be opening up a headquarters here in Nashville.
Wow.
They haven't said how many people will be at the new Starbucks headquarters, but apparently, according to the space that they'll be renting out, it could mean 2,000 employees, which is good for jobs.
Yeah.
Just
not good for traffic.
Not good for traffic. Exactly.
Yesterday being 4/20, the Republicans in the Tennessee legislature decided that would be a good day to announce that they're not going to be like cool parents, and they're going to restrict the marijuana laws and not open them up like a lot of people have suggested they would. So they said, nope, not today.
I don't see it happening for a long time.
Yeah, I think we're going to be one of the last states to legalize medical marijuana.
So how expensive is it at Disney? The new one-day price at Disney World has soared to $219.
Woo!
For one ticket,
one person.
One day.
Wow.
And that's not including holiday prices, which will be higher.
Yes. And don't forget snacks.
Yep.
Enjoy.
It's going to be expensive.
I'm going to do something super manly today. At least manly for me, as I noticed that on the way to work this morning, one of my headlights is out.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't want to be like that one-eyed car going around. So
right.
I looked it up online, how to replace the bulb, so I'm going to attempt it. So it could come out really well, or I could burn to a crisp.
We'll find out. Could be a $5 fix, or having to put it into the shop for weeks.
Yes, so one or the other. There is no middle ground whatsoever. What are you doing?
I got a couple of things, including making dinner. I'm doing like a turkey dinner tonight.
Which nice.
It's like a turkey breast, so I'm not doing a full Thanksgiving thing. But family's coming over, and we're doing movie night.
Cool, very cool. Catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits. 93.3, 95.1, Murfreesboro.